Hi everybody.
Hello.
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 So, I
Hello.
guess, like, hello. People are still coming. So we do have a note taker for today. And the first point as always will be who will take notes in the next meeting. Next meeting will be in November on the 12th.
I would be happy to do that. This is Lola. I'll take the notes next
Yeah.
month.
Thank you. Oh, I will go into editing mode. So, thank you. It seems to me that we don't have to, or we only have one action item for today. And I heard that the Trillium release is delayed. And I'm not sure if somebody edited this part already. Yeah. Do you know anything about that?
All I know is what it says on the releases page. It's
Yeah.
2-0-1 2026 and 2-0-2 2025, but that's all I know.
Okay, Aaron.
At WolfCon, I believe, just same thing Lauren said, it could be as late as March 2026.
March 2026. Okay. So I guess you don't have to document anything at the moment. So we have a lot of time to discuss the paper initiated by Molly. And I've already read through it and I realized most of you have found their way to get to the information they need to update the documentation. Ben is asking when the bug fest for Trillium is. Okay.
I don't think they've announced the Bug Fest yet. I think they need
Yeah.
to solidify when the release is going to be, and then they kind of work backwards from there, is my understanding. But please correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody else has better intel.
Seems not like this. So okay, where was I? I said I reviewed the paper and realized everybody has come to their own solution how to get the information they need, and also the ideas are somewhat different. And then I thought, I guess we will have to come to a conclusion with which points we will be addressing the POs if needed. So and I asked ChatGPT if they could do out of the wish list column do th some kind of a summary which will address the most discussed points. But I'm not very happy about the outcome. I can show you, and maybe you can read through it. If you find a common ground in there, but
I do wonder if this is something where we could give. I think our original goal had been to invite the POs potentially to the December meeting. I wonder if we could give this group, another maybe until the November meeting to just finalize anything that they'd like to put in the document. And then we could proactively share it with the POs ahead of the December meeting when we invite them.
Yeah, this was kind of my idea
Oh,
to
sure.
give this into the group. And so we could start from there, or because I don't think that we should give this document that we so I mean this document with the ideas of some people, maybe we should combine it into one document we all agree about. Is this kind of your idea more? And so I thought about this as a start, but the other idea, of course, I think we should create another Google Doc where we decide on a common ground. So the question is, do we do this today or in the next meeting? So we still do have time till December. What's your opinion? No one's saying anything.
I kind of feel like a hypocrite because I have to run another meeting in 10 minutes, but what if we start something very simple here and then we can work asynchronously to expand it?
So I can in my opinion the ideas Molly put here could be a starting point. So I'm just looking for a starting point where everybody could work on. So should we start on a blank sheet again, or would anybody volunteer to put some bullet points where you all could work on?
I can create another Google Doc, and copy my wish list bullets into it. I'm happy to do that if people want.
Yeah, well, I would be very happy if you could do that. And on the other hand, yeah, some points are like the ones you mentioned. Somebody wrote +1 to Molly's wish list. And Lauren said he's very happy how it is. And so, and not everybody did respond to it. Maybe this would also be the I'm missing a word, so why I'm stopping. Would be an action item till next meeting to complete this table, so we get more information, but I'm guess, yeah, the what Eliana is suggesting. I also had this problem when reading it, but I put the this page here next to it, and then I realized, but it would be good if you could see what the people are working on. Yeah, this, thank you, Molly. This is a good idea. And oh.
And I've just made a copy of the document and relabeled it shared document. I'll pop the link into the chat. And then I'll clean it up to what we want it to be. I just figured that'd be the easiest way.
So my idea is we should, in the end, we should have a document with talking points if the POs, well, not the POs, the head of the POs, what's the title there?
I call her the PO of POs.
The PO of
I don't think that's an
POs.
official title, but
I think it's the lead PO.
Lead PO will visit our December meeting. Okay, so I yeah, this looks good, and we somehow should get this, yeah, together. This looks wonderful. So, but what I've one thing I kind of seen in most of the answers you gave there was this Jira labels, so you could track the changes better that require documentation updates. And yeah. Okay. I'm just wondering, are we doing this together now, or are we watching what Molly is doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just
No,
taking all of the bullets and putting them into one
one.
spill
Okay.
here.
No,
That was my bad. I didn't realize everybody was watching.
it's
I'm
not.
sorry.
I do, because I don't I don't have the perfect idea what to do from now. So we could discuss these points if everybody agree everybody agrees with the this points.
Now,
So
I have a very basic question. I'm new to the
yeah.
group and I remember this being discussed last time, but I'm sorry I didn't do anything on it. So, what we're creating here is a compilation of all of our different techniques of working with product owners to determine what needs to be updated, or is this also kind of a wish list of ways we would like to do that better?
I guess it's in the end, I guess it will be the wish list, because we realized that the way you work together with product owners is quite different, and so Molly had the idea maybe we could standardize this process a little bit, and on the other hand, the PO of the POs reached out to me if there would be any idea to maybe standardize it more, but I'm to make this process a little bit more efficient, I guess.
Okay, that makes sense because as a new person on the group, I have been wondering, okay, I know some things that need to be updated for users for Trillium because I was Christine, who was doing this before, kindly assigned those JIRAs to me. But otherwise, I've been thinking about this myself. What are all of the things I need to do to make sure I update the documentation? The product owner of users, Amelia, very kindly reaches out to me to let me know, hey, you might want to update this. You might, but yeah, this will be helpful. But that's why I didn't add anything to it yet.
Okay, thank you. So I guess since Molly has so kindly put all these ideas into one column, I guess we could talk about it. So I guess a definitive contact list of all POs would be great. So there isn't one.
There is a list in the Folio Wiki of all POs. Let me just. So, and we could ask if it could be so if they could update it if there is a change. So that we know who is PO or which area.
Okay. So I get this. We have to rephrase this bullet point because the list is already there, and so it would only be about changes. So POs should have in mind that there is somebody that documents what they are doing, and if there are any change, they should of course, it's already there. So the pre-release meeting prior to Bugfest, do you all think this is a good idea? Or do you? So not everybody is doing that, I guess. Ilyana wrote something about that you often meet, but it's no, it's the reporting sick where you're often meeting, and to the contact to POs is only via Slack. So does anybody do this at the moment that they're meeting with the POs? Would you find it helpful?
I would find it helpful.
I added it initially, and I kind of for certain releases have just taken the liberty of doing a meeting because while my POs are pretty good about sharing information, particularly about user acceptance testing for new features. There's sometimes, to Lawrence's point, there's things that get backported. There's things that are added into a release that don't necessarily undergo user acceptance testing. So I think a meeting to kind of go through some of the fine print that maybe hasn't been proactively communicated is a good way to make sure we're catching everything.
So maybe we should phrase it bit weaker. I don't know if you can say it like this, so that this meeting doesn't have to take place, but there should be the option for taking or for doing a meeting like that. So, yeah. And then Jira label to apply to tickets that change the UI requirement documentation updates. I guess th this to me this sounds helpful. Do you agree on that?
Well, I really like most of any deal with that's
Okay.
why I with your document. I mean, I'm happy for the POs to help out more, but I feel they're already so busy that I just contact them if I have a question or
Yeah.
to check my work.
Yeah.
It works fine for me.
Okay, but I see a lot of thumbs up here, so I guess we will put this one definitely on the list. And okay. Collaborative editing space rather than sending back and forth via Slack Teams. So I'm just wondering, do you really need this in addition to Slack? Because there are only two people involved, you and the PO. So you can create these canvases in Slack. I often do this. So if you're in a conversation with two persons and you quickly need a collaborative editing space, you could use this one. But where would we place this? So in the wiki, or what's the idea behind this one? Who wrote this?
I wrote this one, and the reason
Okay.
that I added it to mine is because many of us transitioned from editing in Google Docs to editing directly in GitHub. And maybe this is, I don't know how to do this, but my GitHub is a private repository, and I don't necessarily want it to be public to everyone to avoid confusion. But I don't have a way. I have two different POs that I have to work with, and sometimes it's unclear which one I'm working with on which thing. So I basically have a chat with both of them saying, here's what I've drafted for documentation of this new thing. Can whoever's responsible for this particular feature, since you share the subject area, give me feedback about if this is accurate or if it needs any changes? And then they're sending me bullet points back via chat
Yeah.
of what needs to change. So it's just
Ah,
not very
okay. Yeah, this okay.
efficient.
I do understand now. So the idea would be to have, yeah, but you can also add these canvases to a chat with more than one person. But if we are trying to reach out to POs, of course, this seems like a good idea. And okay, so I guess this is an idea we will put on there. And then okay, so we have another appear. Okay, no, this means something different. So I guess we leave this point on this agenda, and then next talking point. Be sure to capture all changes and capitalities, of course, and in release notes across the board. Earlier PO presentations and notification to documentation when these will occur. Okay, but I'm not so sure what's the idea behind this. What do you want from the POs if we are meeting with the PO of the POs? What does this address? I don't know where this should happen.
The POs often give presentation to the SIGs. I don't know if that's what is meant. To tell you the truth, I tend not to rely on those too much because I think they often I don't cover everything. That's why I would like everyone to deal with. I just don't trust the release notes and the presentations to cover everything.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what they did, but I'm not sure I would trust them to cover everything, even if they say they would.
Okay.
To put it bluntly.
Okay. Okay. Now I get what somehow I get what this point should address. So okay. So okay. So this also sounds like a good idea. What do you mean with peer editing within documentation? I guess some working group. I guess somebody did put this on this list while we are talking, or am I right? Because I couldn't can't find it on the other list,
I added
or
that one.
yeah,
I
okay.
just thought this might take up too much of our time, but I thought it might be cool if we did some cross editing, like across subjects, because you kind of get in your little bubble where the documentation you write makes sense to you, but then if you have like a layman read it, they might be like, "What the heck are they saying?" So if you have someone that's not as familiar with your subject area editing, they might be able to
Yeah.
point out the parts that aren't so clear
So
more easily.
I guess this would be an idea for us in this group
Yeah.
and not for the POs, right?
That's true. Yeah.
So I guess we can put this on the agenda since we do have time today to discuss this point, but I guess it won't be on this list because this only addresses us. Yeah. So I guess we will delete this. The easier navigation is in the point above, and I'm just going through the other points. Yeah, the earlier release notes, it's also there. Jira highlights. Yeah, so since we do have the November meeting in between, so before we meet the next time, so everybody could take some time and think about it if they come up, if you have any other ideas, and put it in this document. And I guess we will come to an end, I think. Or do you have any ideas what we could put on here at the moment? It seems no. And any other ideas what we want to discuss? May we could discuss this collaborative how did he, now it's gone. Yeah, collaboration in the documentation SIG. So does this make sense to you if we or if you read each other's documentations?
I mean, I'd be happy to do that. I used to do that some with Christine, just because I worked closely with Christine. There's a lot of overlap between users and resource access. But I don't know about reading something I'm totally unfamiliar with. That might be more difficult.
I found maybe because it was a small amount, but having the PO read it seemed to be the most sensible thing to do because they would instantly know if something is wrong
Okay.
or not. But then again, but I that's more work for them, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess, but I somehow think, do they read it at the moment? Do you know if your P of the POs read the documentation at the moment?
Well, like I say, I send them my draft and give them an opportunity to comment on it. Mostly they do, sometimes not.
Ah, okay. So we could put it on the list here as an idea that POs should read the documentation. To me it seems helpful, and but I and on the other hand it seems to me like they are already doing this. So we are suggesting something that's already happening. Okay. So.
It makes it a more explicit like action. It may be that the POs are having a look, but we don't. We don't ne necessarily know. No, for sure. And so, if you ask them to have a look, you at least know it's been done.
Okay, so I guess we could put it on this list to just. My roommate somehow autoplay started a video in the background, and now I had the okay. And okay, Molly put it here, right? What we just discussed. And I just realized that there happened kind of a second conversation in the chat, which I didn't follow because I was looking on the document on this monitor. So, okay. So there are no questions open there, I think. Okay. So does anyone want to say anything or add to the conversation?
I have a couple of basic questions, but it's not related to this document we're looking at, so I will wait until the end.
Yeah, okay. I think we are done with the document at the moment, right? Yeah, I see some thumbs up, and so in the next meeting, I guess we should talk about it again if somebody added something to it, and so we can send this list to the PO of the POs in advance as a preparation for when she is attending our meeting. So I guess we can go into Lola's questions.
Okay, yeah, if we feel like we are through with our agenda, this shouldn't take long. Like I said, just a couple of basic questions. Is it okay if I share my screen?
If you can, I will
Oh, okay.
stop. I will stop it, and now I think you
Okay,
can
let's see
share it.
here. Yeah, here we go. Okay, are you all seeing my screen here? Okay,
Yeah.
great. So, I have worked through this documentation on using GitHub, and both Laura sent me a video about updating GitHub, which he worked through with Aaron Netafee. Thank you, Lawrence. And someone shared with me Molly's video for doing this. So, thank you, Molly, for doing that. So, what I got to, I just have a question about a pull request. Here is our existing documentation. The product owner asked me to add a little bit of detail right here. So I created a Jira for myself to do this, which I think is the standard. And then I have my forked repository here. And here is the simple change that I made. And then I made a pull request according to the documentation, I think. But the actual documentation hasn't been updated yet. So clearly I've done something wrong. Hold on. I know when I made the pull request, it indicated that it worked. But now in my forked repository, I see I'm one commit ahead. I'm not sure if that's related. But I guess my question is, what have I missed doing in order to get my edit that I made here to actually appear on the page? I thought the pull request would do that, but I must have missed something. See, I told you it was a very basic question.
It just takes a while sometimes for it to get
Okay.
approved. The system is that after the pull request, someone, Julian or Ian, looks it over usually and checks to see if it's
Okay.
okay. So maybe they just haven't approved it yet. Or
Is
you
that
probably
why
be able to
it's
correct it.
okay? Is that why
Just
it
send them
says
a
that I'm
reminder.
okay? Yeah, I'll do that. I'll poke around and see if I can somewhere in here find the pull request so I can point them toward it, but I just haven't gotten to navigate Jira that well. But is that why it says I'm one commit ahead? Because I have committed a change, but it hasn't pulled in. Is that how I can interpret this?
I'm not sure about that, but if you click on towards the top left, there's next to code, it says pull requests.
Ah, it's right there. I knew it would
You
be
should
somewhere.
see it. Oh, okay, maybe not. Normally, I see them
Let's.
listed there after I've put them in, but that maybe is just a there was an update or something because the last
Okay.
time I looked at it.
All right. Well, I will check in
I
with the
think
team who pulls it
you have to
in.
go to the you and your own repository. Go to the main repository. Then you should see all the pull
Oh, okay.
requests.
Do you mind helping me navigate there really quickly? I think it's just. I think it's this, the main repository.
Lola, I'm going to pop a link into the chat. I do see your pull request
Oh, okay.
in the
Okay.
main repository, and that's the direct link in the chat to get to it.
Okay.
I think you're just missing, you're kind of in
Oops.
GitHub's docs. You
Oh,
need to
okay.
be in the Folio org docs.
All right, let me copy
So,
your link
yeah,
and
you're just missing one part of that URL.
there we go. Okay, so here's my pull request and it's open. Okay, thank you. That answers that question for me. A related question, and I just have two more. So the Jira that I created for myself to track this, how do we indicate that this is closed?
Where
I
that
mean,
open dropdown is next to the plus, kind of right below the title, it says open.
right there, right there.
Perfect. And if you
Closed.
close this, it's going to ask you to say what the
Oh,
resolution
I didn't
is.
mean to do that. Resolution.
And you can just say done
All
there.
right. Do I
And
need to?
you don't really, I don't
Okay.
fill in anything.
Okay.
I just do that and. Then you should be good to go.
Okay, great. And then my final question for you all is probably the most basic of all. Christine did transfer all of her Jiras to me, and most of them are changes that will need to happen to the documentation for Trillium. And I see, and even the notes we saw today, that documentation is due a week before Bugfest. But do I understand correctly? In GitHub, and I'm sorry, I'm a little lost here. I don't see that Trillium documentation exists yet. Am I missing that? I'm able to update, I'm able to fork and revise Sunflower. Oh, okay. Thank you for the note there. It's due 1 week before release rather than Bugfest. Thank you. But in my docs, I have this fork for Sunflower, but I don't see a way to access Trillium content or begin working on that. Does that exist somewhere yet? Trillium fork hasn't been made yet. Perfect. Okay, that's exactly what I wanted to know. So I will stop sharing now, assuming that I still am. Yeah, I think my screen is there. Okay.
Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Okay, thank you for the questions and that you all answered it and helped Lola there. And so I guess we can come to an end, or does anybody want to say anything? Doesn't look like it, so I guess we will see us next month, and I guess you have the American colleagues have the entire day ahead of them. To the German colleagues, I guess I will wish them I heard that there's no translation in English for this, so schönen Feierabend, and so we will and to the others, good working day. So
Thank you. Have a good one,
bye.
everybody. Good to see
Thank
you.
you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.